Hello, everyone. This is Tom Trush of RightWaySolutions.com, and welcome to the latest installment of my Marketing Mind series. These interviews are designed to provide you with easy access to some of the best marketing resources available. My goal is to give you useful ideas and valuable tools you can use immediately to attract attention, create customers, and build your business. Best of all, these recordings are absolutely free for you to use and distribute. So please, feel free to pass them on to anyone who wants to enhance their promotional efforts. On this recording, you'll hear from super affiliate Joshua Elizeche. When Josh started his business, he faced a major obstacle. He was only 12 years old, so he had minimal money. In fact, all he had was $10. Of course, there was no way he could go to a bank and get approved for a loan. So he turned to trial, error, and knowledge gained from books to get his business off the ground. 4 years later, Josh has built and sold websites, dominated whole sectors of MySpace and YouTube, marketed rental properties, generated millions of dollars in revenue, taught online skills across the globe, and mastered the exploding field of cost per action online marketing. During this 70-minute interview, you'll discover how to apply Josh's unconventional marketing tactics to your business, as well as the exact formula Josh used to record one video on YouTube that generated roughly $80,000 in profit. By the way, it only took him 10 minutes to create the video, which was for a health product. Josh's number one rule for marketing when you're forced to work with a non-existent budget. And here's a hint. If you share common characteristics found in most business owners, then you break this rule nearly every day. The single feature most successful offers share, and why greater competition can result in a larger and more predictable return on your marketing investment. 2 sneaky and perfectly legal tricks for getting more search engine traffic to your offers. How to properly bait prospects so you get them to your website and deliver unmatched value, making it easier to generate sales. The single most important weapon in Josh's marketing arsenal. You'll be surprised to know you can have one of these by the end of the day, and in some cases, it won't cost you a single cent. Several simple methods for using unusual marketing mediums, such as pizza boxes and gas station pumps, to generate leads and avoid financial risk. And much more. So let's get started. All right, Josh, so let's begin by telling your story and how you got involved in marketing, and specifically affiliate marketing.
Sure. Well, I started making money online about 4 years ago. I started with a program called AdSense, and actually before that, I discovered the actual concept of making money online just by actually searching it. I think it was a Google search. I just randomly just wanted to know, and that's when I discovered a couple articles talking about a few books that kind of talked about different ways to make money online. So I went out to my public library, found those books, and I started reading. And then before I knew it, I was reading about, I would say, 12 hours a day. And I was just reading and reading and reading and absorbing everything I could. And I was instantly hooked. And after reading, I began to implement. And I read, I think, maybe 10 to 20 books on different, you know, web design. So I started learning how to design websites. So that's kind of what I did. I started designing websites, and then after designing websites, I implemented a few of those money-making techniques. Then I started making a few cents a day with AdSense, and I was ecstatic, to bring in that amount of money from online. It kind of made it a reality to me. And then after that, I guess I kept reading, and I kept learning different ways to improve my website and how to make more money. So then I stumbled onto affiliate marketing, and I said, okay, it was kind of easy for me to grasp, because with AdSense you get paid for clicks, with affiliate marketing you get paid for sales. So I said, okay, if I'm delivering clicks, I can deliver sales. So what I did is I sold, actually just a little before I discovered affiliate marketing, I had a company that was releasing a technology product send me an email to one of the blogs I was running. I would blog about just different technology. And they sent me an email, and they said, hey, we'll pay you, I think it was $200, I'm not sure the exact amount, for 1 month to post up a little banner. And that's kind of when, I didn't know what to say. I said, wait, heck yeah. And I Googled how to accept money online, and I found PayPal, and I signed up, you know, for a PayPal account. And then after discovering PayPal, I discovered eBay. So when I actually found out about affiliate marketing, I was selling stuff on eBay too. So and nothing big. I mean, I was making maybe $20 a day maximum in profit. So then I discovered affiliate marketing, and I said, okay, if I can do this with clicks, I can do it with the sales. So I sold some of my blogs and made, I think, like $1,000 in that. I sold all those. And I started just reading again. It was just I read for the AdSense, and I read for the affiliate marketing. Signed up to my first network and kind of just went in, kind of played around. Then I started reading different blogs from different affiliates, top affiliates, and I kind of just kept reading and reading. And then I said, okay, it's time to implement. So I chose a couple products to start off with. I chose a diet product. I chose stamps.com because they paid, I think it was $30 a sign up, which is very appetizing for me. So kind of played around with that. Then what's funny is when I started with affiliate marketing, I actually took it offline first because I said, okay, I don't know how to necessarily implement it all the way online yet, but if I made a flyer and I put it around with kind of my tracking code on it, and this was, I look back at it now and I would never do that the way I did it, but I actually had the entire tracking code on the page, on the flyer. So in order to sign up to the product that I was promoting, you would have to go to, you know, xyz.com/tracking code/link/product name. You know, it was a huge link. But I didn't know any better, but I got my feet wet playing around with that. And then, that's kind of where it started. The taste for affiliate marketing, but I think it was within a year of finding out about affiliate marketing, I made over 80,000 that year with the Acai Berry. So I jumped on it really quick, and I don't want to say jump on it to the point where, you know, back then it was the thing. Affiliate marketing is now, and it's the future. So that was just one product that I messed around with, and that was using YouTube, which I'll go over later on in the interview, the method I used to generate that amount of income. But I was hooked, and I still am hooked. I love what I do, and I wouldn't trade it for the world. So aside from affiliate marketing, I ran an online real estate firm with my aunt. Did a good sum of money with that. Then I also was brokering websites because I learned how to sell, buy and sell websites. So I was brokering websites. Bought my first car, a 1998 Toyota Camry. Bought that cash. It was $4,000. That was my first big website sale. It was an image hosting site. Sold that. Then kind of used that money to buy software and different things to make more websites. I invested in advertising, like Google AdWords, the Yahoo advertising, things like that. And that's pretty much where I started. That was about 3 years ago. So I kind of just evolved from there, and that was the first discovery. And I knew that affiliate marketing and CPA marketing, cost per action marketing, which is a form of affiliate marketing, is where I want to be. This is where the people wake up in their pajamas and work all day and make $10,000 a day. Let me scratch that. Work all day, work for a couple hours, and wherever you want to. You know, if I have my laptop, I can work from anywhere. I can be in New York. I can be in San Diego. I can be in India, and I can be running my affiliate marketing campaigns from anywhere. So it's really cool. But yeah, to answer your question, that's kind of where it started and kind of where it evolved from.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's definitely, it sounds like such, I think there are some people who probably aren't familiar with affiliate marketing, and we'll go into it into some more detail here. But first, I wanted to touch on something. I remember when we first met, where you had mentioned that at the beginning you started with, you know, basically $10, I think it was. Back then, you know, your parents, they weren't quite sure what this internet marketing thing could do. And so, I mean, especially now with businesses, they're so, you know, budgets are tight, especially when it comes to marketing. And you've really proven that. You can take off
with a very minimal budget. So what's, for those people that do have minimal budgets, I mean, like you started with, I mean, what kind of advice do you have for those types of people in that position?
Great question. I was reading an interview yesterday with one of the top affiliates, and the guy, when he started, was $50,000 in debt, and $50,000 in debt, and the guy does $1 million a month in affiliate commissions. That's what he gets paid each month. But to kind of just apply that to what I went through, when I first started online a few years ago, I actually had no money at all, and I actually asked for a loan from my dad for $10, and the rule that I learned, which is really, really important, is don't make excuses for yourself. There's no excuses. I started with the $10. I bought a domain name, and I bought hosting for that, for my blog, and I put up a free blog up there with WordPress, and I was up and running in a week with less than $10. I think it was like nine something, and that's it. That's all I started with. I was ready to rock and roll, and still to this day, I use a lot of techniques that don't require much money or much capital to invest, just because the return on investment, you know, the less you invest and, you know, the more you make, the return on investment is higher. So that's the things that I focus on. I guess I kind of got used to, making a ton of money without having to spend much, just because I had to. You're 12 years old. You can't go to the bank and say, "Oh, I want to make money online. Give me a loan." You know, and no one's going to listen to you. So, you know, I started with the $10, and you have to realize something. Even to now, the campaigns that I start, they cost me about the same. They cost me $10. Every campaign I start costs $10. You know, I spend, you know, maybe $30 testing it out, and then once I see some things working, then I can scale it up because it makes sense. You know, if I'm going to throw $100 at it, I want $200 or at least $150 or $120. You know, as long as that return on investment's there. But you know, the number one rule is just don't make excuses. Go out and do it. You know, start small and end big is the way I look at it. You start small, but you end big. And it doesn't really matter how you start, how much you start with. All that matters is that you end out coming out with the big pockets. So that's kind of my tip. If any of you are afraid of getting into this game, or any of you are afraid of marketing, even if it's not affiliate marketing, even if it's just advertising your service or your company or whatever it is, realize that the best step is the first step. And the first step is to do something. Get out there, you know, start doing something, whatever it is, something productive, and use me as mental proof for you every time you make an excuse that, you know, that costs. And I've met people that say, "Oh, affiliate marketing, yeah, I heard you can make good money, but, you know, you need $100,000 to advertise to make any money." I said, "No way," you know, and just keep that in your mind every time you want to make that excuse, and there shouldn't be any excuses, so.
Well, I think that the same thing where people think you need, you know, $100,000 to get started in affiliate marketing, just in basic marketing businesses, you know, there are plenty of business owners out there who think that you need a huge budget to actually get a successful return on any kind of marketing effort, which is a huge misconception. There's just so many things that you can do online, especially, that really, they cost time, but they don't cost, you know, financial resources.
Right.
And, you know, I think I'm sure we'll go into some of those here in a little bit. I want to go into how, because basically you get to choose what products that you get to promote, and I'd like to go into, you know, how you figure out, how do you decide on what products to take on. But first, before we go any further, for those people who may not be familiar with affiliate marketing, could you just give, just a brief explanation of what affiliate marketing involves?
Sure. Well, affiliate marketing, and what I like to call it is Avon on steroids, because what you're doing is you have a merchant or an advertiser. An advertiser is a company or someone, an individual that owns a product. Let's say a teeth whitening product. Okay, so he has his product, and he wants more sales. And he says, okay, where do I go to get more sales? So he goes to this, to a marketing agency, which is called an affiliate network. And this affiliate network, what they do is they work with the advertiser. They say, okay, we can get you more sales for your teeth whitening product. How much is each customer worth to you? And this individual or this company that's selling this product will say, okay, for every customer or for every free trial that you send us, you know, it's, to me, it's worth $30. That's how much I'm willing to pay you. So the network will say, okay, that sounds reasonable. Then what they'll do is they'll put it on their network. They'll put that product, his product, on their network. And the reason why I say network is that consists, that network consists of, it could be just a couple affiliates or 1,000 affiliates. You know, the top networks have 10,000 people that are ready to push and promote offers. So the network is kind of the middleman between people like me that go out and make the sales and the advertisers. So you may be thinking, how's the middleman, you know, making money? What they'll do is they'll say, okay, this guy's going to pay us $30 for every free trial we send them. So what we're going to do is we're going to pay our affiliates, we're going to pay them $25 every sale they send. So they kind of run that middleman status, and they do, some of them do just an amazing job at doing it. That's what affiliate marketing is. You're taking someone else's product, you're selling it, you're pretty much marketing it, you get the sales, and you're getting paid for each sale or free trial, whatever that action may be, you're getting paid for that. You don't have to deal with any of the headaches of actually owning the product itself. You just deliver the sales, you just deliver that action, and you get paid for doing that.
Okay. So what are some of the ways that you determine what might be a successful product for you to promote?
Well, there's a couple things that play into that. What I suggest if you're new and you're getting into it, to go for the top converting offers. What that means is that those are the offers that are getting the most, not just sales or the most results, they're getting the most bang for the buck, so to speak. So those are usually going to be teeth whitening, diet products, financial products like debt solutions, things like that. And then maybe you'll have, you know, the anti-aging products, things like that. Those are always going to be the top converting because just because there's that emotional connection through all those, and they're always there. So I would say to start in there, but if you're more into an advanced stage of affiliate marketing, there's a few things you want to look at. And you want to look at, there's a thing called EPC. EPC, what it tells you is how much each visitor is worth to you. So the higher the EPC, the better. And they tell you all this in the network. When you sign up to a network, they kind of have all the statistics for each offer. So they'll have, let's say, a teeth whitening product. They'll have how much they pay you. You know, if it's $25, you know, hey, that's pretty good. But to be completely honest, the only ways to really tell, unless you're really psychic or you have, you know, 50 years of experience with it, is you know, you have to look at the website. You know, you have open it up, see, kind of look at the website you're promoting. You know, is it nice? Is it appealing? You know, are they paying you enough? You know, if it's too much work to just make $1 a sale, you know, you may not want to promote that. And also, you may not, the big mistake that I did is I jumped onto networks and I went for the top paying offer. And, you know, oh my God, I can make $100 for each sale. Man, if I only get one sale a day. But what I didn't realize was that they pay so much because it's so hard to get a sale. So I was draining, you know, $20 to $30, and that's not a lot. Like I said, I'm used to not paying much to start off advertising a product, but I was wasting my time with those. You want to go for the top converting, the ones that are hot. And yeah, sure, a lot of people say, well, why am I going to go for the hot one when there's so much competition? But it's kind of a catch-22. There's so much competition because it's converting so well. So you want to definitely dip your hands into it. And if you're lucky, you'll see a product that's kind of rising up the charts, and if you jump on that wave, you're going to get some extra cash in your pocket until it hits the top, and you're still going to be making money because it's at the top for a reason. But, I mean, really, the main thing that you have to do is testing, and you have to optimize your campaigns. You have to see, okay, you're spending, maybe you're not spending money, but time is money. So if you're spending 6 hours promoting this product a day and you're making $5 from it, you know, that's a start. I'm not saying don't quit, don't jump out of it. But now what if you're spending, you know, $50 and you realize that you're only making, for every $50 you're making 40, so you're losing $10. You might want to either optimize that campaign if you have the room, if you have the money to kind of just play around some more, optimize the campaign. You know, maybe, you know, switch up the way that you're doing things or the way that you're promoting it or whatever it is, switch it up or jump off the boat. If you realize or you have a gut feeling and you say, you know what, this offer just isn't for me or it's not really working out for me, you know, I'm going to jump off. But I'll give you one tip that I've learned over the last year with meeting these top affiliates in different networks. You know, the guy that makes $1 million a month, 90% of his income comes from just one offer, just one. He specializes in that one offer and milks it, is what I like to say. He milks it, and he makes as much as he can from that one offer. So you don't have to have 100 different offers. You don't have to have a diet one, a financial one. Focus on one at a time. And the way to find that one, that first one, is get something that's hot, jump on it, play with it, and then scale it up if it's working. So that's kind of what's great about the networks. You can jump from one offer to another without much hesitation. You can just try out different ones. So that's kind of what I like to do.
Well, that's a great tip to really just kind of focus on one, because I think especially when it comes to affiliate marketing, there's so much. So many different products. You know, it's kind of like, how do you figure out the one to promote? And you gave some things that you can, some things you can look at to decide what to promote. But by just focusing on one, it definitely lessens the intimidation factor, because you just have to put your attention towards one product and then see what happens with that.
Definitely.
So let's say, okay, now you've decided to take on a new product. What are some ways that you determine the most effective way to start marketing it? And I have a feeling, well, I'm hoping that some of this stuff can carry over just to people who have their own businesses that may not necessarily be doing affiliate marketing, but, I'm hoping some of this, the strategy that you have can carry over to them when they're deciding, you know, how they should get in front of a target audience.
Okay. Well, the way I look at it is if you can promote and make money off someone else's offer, you should be able to apply the same techniques to your own offer or your own company or your own service to make money. So what I like to do is, and what's really huge, it's been huge for the last maybe 5 years and it still is article marketing. Now when I write articles, for the most part, I don't write them myself. I outsource them to. What I do for outsourcing, a trick that I do is I hop on to, let's say, Elance.com or Guru.com, these freelance sites, and I'll post a project on there for $5 and just say, hey, I need 10 articles written every day about green tea weight loss. And then I'll have people bid on there, and then I'll have someone just send me, you know, I'll pay maybe $10, $10 to $20 a day, and I'll have 10 articles in my inbox every single day, talking about green tea weight loss. And what I'll do with those articles is I'll actually post them on a blog I created about green tea weight loss. So let's say you have a service, providing weight loss consulting. You know, you can do one week you do green tea weight loss, 1 week you do, colon cleansing, different ways, things like that. You kind of just build that content onto your website or your blog, and what that does is that tells the search engines like Google which keywords are relevant for your website, and it also ranks you up pretty high. So you're going to be getting customers, you're going to be getting leads, and to apply that to offline, it's exactly how I apply it online. Another one that's my favorite is video marketing. You know, you can go on those same websites that I said, you know, guru.com and elance.com and freelancer.com is another big one. And you can go on there and say, I need a 30-second video made for YouTube about blah, 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 or you can give them a script, or you can do it yourself. You know, if you know how to do some video editing, or if you have a video camera and upload it to YouTube, whatever it is, and you attach your website onto there, you know, say click here for more information. So maybe you're doing the weight loss consulting and you make a video. Maybe it's you. You say, hi, I'm the owner of Tom's Weight Loss Consulting, and I've been in this business for 10 years, and I would like to give you a free seven-day guide of how to lose weight fast or healthy. Just click on the link below, and I'll see you soon, or whatever it is like that. And what I did there is I created some positive reinforcement there. That's a way to bring leads in. Because if I just said, sign up to the bottom, or, you know, give me your information, what are they getting out of it? And that's one of the most important factors when you're trying to generate leads, is you have to give, you know, what's in it for me is huge when you're trying to collect their information. And that's what I do in the videos or in the articles, things like that. And you don't have to write the articles in a first person, you know, I, this, that. You can do it in a more, you know, if you're talking about green tea, just do research facts, things like that. And oftentimes what's funny is your visitors or the people, your members, whatever it is, they don't have to read this content. Who has to read it is search engines. And it's a really cheap way to get ranked in the search engines by providing that fresh content. You're putting five articles every day on your blog about weight loss, and that's going to tell Google, hey, this website is all about weight loss. They know what they're talking about. We're going to rank them pretty high for these keywords. And then the videos really, really help. If you don't know, YouTube is owned by Google, and they play very nice together. And there's a couple tricks that we'll probably need screencasts to show that I use to kind of just rank high. You know, using keywords. You know, so if you're in Scottsdale, Arizona, maybe you put Scottsdale weight loss therapy. That's your keyword that you want to rank for. Put it everywhere you go. Another big way to do it for free is to go to Google and search weight loss blogs and go to the top ones and kind of go through some of their posts on there and post comments. You know, so you find this really cool blog that talks about weight loss and it has lots of visitors. The way to leverage that is go to some of their posts and post valuable comments. You know, they'll post spammy type comments saying, hey, visit my website. You know, you're going to get deleted pretty quick. But what I would say, and let's say you're reading an article, I'd put down there maybe some feedback. You don't have to read the entire article. What I do is, sometimes I'll read just the last paragraph of the article on the page, and I'll just kind of reference that last article. You know, hey, that was really great. I found out that apples actually help suppress your appetite. And then I would just put my website right beneath it. So that way, all those people that are reading that blog, which isn't your blog, and they see your comment, they're going to say, wow, this guy provided some valuable information. I didn't know that about apples. And they're going to click your website, and boom, there you go. You have a visitor. And you can do that as many times as you like across as many blogs as you can regarding your area of interest, you know, weight loss, things like that. Those are some of the easiest ways to start building traffic for your website without having to shell out a bunch of money. And that can be applied either way, to affiliate marketing or to your own products and services. And, you know, it takes... Still to this day, I spend about 30 minutes to an hour just building up comments on different blogs for whatever website that I'm running, and I'll just do that. And it's really a great way to generate visitors and generate traffic to your website and to generate leads and phone calls, whatever it is, whatever way that you're having them, that call to action, whether it's they put in their email address, whether they give you a call and set up an appointment, or they do appointment scheduling online, that's bringing in what you need. So those are the top three or four ways that I would suggest to people getting started online or are wanting to increase the amount of visitors they receive to their website.
Okay, so there's two things. I just want to, I guess, confirm two things that you said. It sounds like to me that with this, with your marketing, a lot of your strategy, it sounds like it centers around just giving good, valuable information to people. And then number two, not necessarily trying to make that sale right off the bat. You know, really delivering value first before you're attempting to pitch them on something. Is that correct?
Yeah, definitely. The bait. The bait is there.
That's excellent. So then, what are some ways that you determine what type of information that your ideal prospects might want? Are there tips that you have for that? Or are you just basically, if you're commenting on blogs, are you just giving information related to what a post is?
Yeah, when you're commenting on the blogs, you don't want to pitch them directly on there. You want to talk about the post and just silently just list your link, because you can't force them to click on your link. So the least you can do, actually the most you can do, is provide some valuable information and hope that they found it, the people find it valuable that are reading it, and they click your website. And once they get to your website, then you have something there. So if you're doing the weight loss therapy or consulting, then you should have, you know, maybe a 3-day guide. You know, you give away a 3-day guide to how to lose weight using tomatoes or 7 breakthrough foods that you should stop eating right now. And then they can put in their name and their email. Or if you're doing something where they have to call to set up an appointment, you can have up there, call in the next 24 hours to receive 50% off your first consulting hour, or get a free hour of on-the-phone consulting by calling and just have your 1-800 number there. You know, there's different ways to play around with it, but you definitely have to have something there. You have to have that bait that kind of just brings them in. And I see so many websites fail because they just have a form there, just sitting there. You know, and what I tell people, they say, well, what do you expect? You expect, you know, people to just, oh, I want to just enter in my information. You have to give it there. And to be honest, many people may not even read what you give them. They may not read the 7-day guide you give them. But you're creating that value, that face value, so that they put their information in, and then now you have them, and now you can build a relationship, and you can send them emails, you can talk to them on the phone, you can give them that free hour on the phone to kind of upsell them to something else, or to at least build that relationship. You're building a list of prospects, and the bigger the list, it's a numbers game, the bigger the list, the more you're going to convert on sales, on whatever it is.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, building a list, because you're so right. I mean, most websites, you just don't see people doing that, and especially when budgets are tight and people are looking not to spend money. I mean, to get in front of new prospects all the time, that takes money, but when you have on your website a way to collect prospect information and give them, as you call it, some kind of a bait, you know, some incentive for them to give you that information, well, you're constantly building a list that you can market to anytime you want, and it's not really going to cost you anything.
That's right.
And like you said, it develops the relationship. You know, it's,
definitely.
So I'm glad that you mentioned that. So in the last 4 years that you've been marketing and, you know, especially marketing online, is this what you've consistently done with the article marketing, the commenting on blogs, or, you know, have things changed over the last 4 years or so?
Things have definitely changed, but I have to admit that the tactics or the ways that I tackle new products, new websites, whatever it may be, are pretty much the same. I do have to admit that. There are just more tools now that you have to, that's why I spend 3 hours every day just reading news and reading on some different. Not necessarily just sitting there and reading through forums. I actively read through these things really fast, and I find out new tools. Or hey, wow, this is really cool. I'm going to implement this. And things are changing in a better way. So, you know, you kind of have to adapt on a pretty much a monthly basis on the new products this month. What works, what doesn't. What works for you and what doesn't work for you. And that's kind of how it changed, but. When I first started, it was very, I mean, extremely easy to kind of do the block comments, the CAPTCHA, those little codes, those annoying codes that you have to put in to prove that you're human. Those weren't that huge when I started. I could open 50 YouTube accounts. Well, not 50, they'd ban me then, but I could open 10 YouTube accounts, and I would be able to upload all kinds of different videos for different accounts, you know, one for weight loss, one for this. And now, you know, they have, you know, different rules and different restrictions. YouTube has changed a lot, for the better. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. YouTube has changed. Craigslist has changed a lot. You know, when I used to sell things on eBay, I would post them on Craigslist as well, and I was able to post, you know, 10, 20 posts a day. Now they kind of watch you, or if you get reported for spam, even by accident, your post is gone. Things like that. You know, but it's for the better. It's for the better of the entire online community. It's kind of, we've kind of upgraded, you know, from 4 years ago, and we're still upgrading every month with new tools. But that's the best part about it. It's exciting. It's the best time to start is now. It's always now, because you can dive right into online marketing. You're going to get the best tools. You're not going to have to go. It took me almost two years to find out what someone can learn in a week now just through reading, let's say, a blog. They can read a blog about affiliate marketing, and they can learn what it took me 2 years. They can learn it in a week or two of, you know, reading 12 hours a day, and I did that for 2 years. But that's what's cool is it's always changing, but it's changing for the better. I haven't really encountered any times where it's really been too bad. You know, things are changing. You have to adapt. That's the number one thing. And what I mentioned earlier, I wanted to touch on it. When I said the guy that's doing that I read about a couple days ago, doing $1 million a month, he focuses on one product. But this is what's cool about online marketing is you're not really putting all your eggs in one basket. What he does is he diversifies that offer. He puts it in different areas, different arenas. And if you're making that much each month, I'm sure he has direct connection to the advertiser. He's probably just a phone call away from calling them and saying, hey, I need my, something's going on here. Or maybe I know for a fact he has really good connections with the network that he works with. And he can call them and say, hey, I need a check early. Or, you know, hey, what's going on? The clicks aren't showing up on my account. Things like that. But, yeah, things change. Things change. They're changing every day. They're changing every week, which means you have to stay on top of it. If not, you kind of fall behind. But nonetheless, it's exciting. It makes it exciting. It makes it so that new people can come in and have the same opportunity as people that have been here for 3 years. You know, they just need dedication and kind of know what they want to do. And anyone can start. It's anyone. I was, I think, 11 or I was turning 12 years old when I started, you know, doing things online. So that just goes to show you don't need $50,000. You need 10 bucks. You need a desktop or a laptop, whatever, maybe just as long as you have internet. You need determination, obviously, and you have to know where you want to be. Set goals. And I'm kind of going into this motivational spiel, but it's really what I did, and that's what really helped me, is I set goals. I started with, you know, 3 or 4 cents a day I was making with AdSense. And I said, okay, if I could do 3 or 4 cents, I can make $3 or $4. And I said, okay, if I can make $3 or $4, I can make $300 or $400. And before I knew it, I was pushing $4,000 a day, in revenue. So, you know, you start from somewhere, and it's beautiful. I've seen people that have started, and within 2 months, they're making $50,000 a month in gross revenue and taking home $20,000 a month in profit. And that's a true story. And I've seen 7-year-olds making $20,000 a month, and I've seen a 21-year-old right now that's doing $170,000 a month, and the guy that's making $1 million a month, he's 22 or 23. So the age doesn't matter online, which really was great. And the experience, I mean, it does matter in terms of knowing different avenues to promote products, but you can learn it. Anyone can learn it. You just have to get out there and you have to start doing things. But that's what's exciting about this industry. It's constantly changing, and it's constantly exciting.
Well, I think one of the things that, you know, one part of online marketing that is changing, you touched on this a little bit, is video. It just seems like it's a medium that is exploding, and it's becoming so much, it's becoming easier and easier to use video to promote businesses, to market businesses, and just to get your message online. Can you go into some of your suggestions on how to properly use video online, especially from a business perspective, and if you're just promoting a product as well?
Sure. Well, I guess depending on the business, of course, there's two different ways. Well, there's actually three, but the top two that I like to use, you either do a testimonial type video where it's maybe even from a third party or just a random type upload, or you do a direct, I'm the company or this is the company. And what's really good about it, I've done a lot of studies with viral technology, viral techniques, and video marketing especially. And the way you do it, this is the tip to viral marketing with videos, is you have to make the video short, you know, 30 seconds to a minute. And I've seen some less, and I've seen a little more, but make it 30 seconds to a minute, and make it fun, and give value to the person viewing the video. Make it so that they want to tell their friends about it. Make it so that they want to comment on the video. Make it so that they want to view it again and again. You know, if that means something quirky, if that means getting a cute kid to kind of talk about one of your products, or, you know, even like those E-Trade commercials where they have the babies talking. You know, those are some of the top viewed videos on even YouTube. You know, they have people watching it everywhere because it's funny and it's viral. And if you own a business offline, you definitely want to have, even online as well, you want to have that call to action. So you're not just giving them fun. And when I say providing value, you don't necessarily have to say, here's a 7-day guide. You can provide value by making them laugh, making them cry, you know, providing them value in terms of wanting to share it with others, share that feeling. And there's that feeling when someone's viewing a video, something hits them, and they hit this like an epiphany, and they realize that this video, oh my God, this is a cool video, I have to share this, and they share it. Oh my God, this is a great video, I have to comment on it. And the way to make sure your video is going to be successful, because check out this number, 100,000 videos uploaded to YouTube daily. How do you separate yourself? And that's a question that I hear many times. You know, how do I separate myself? If there's 100,000 videos, how am I going to get any of these views? There's a couple of ways. I mean, you can toy around with, and YouTube now has where you can actually promote your video on there. You can have, it's called a featured video. You can put your video up there, and it's a form of advertising where you can pay, you know, anywhere from $1 a day to $100,000 a day to have your video up there and so people can see it. That's a really cool way that I've been experimenting with for the last year that has brought me pretty good results. But definitely, if you make your video short and sweet, you make it fun, you provide some type of value, even if it's a laugh or it's a free 7-day trial, whatever it is, you provide that little sense of value there, and you're going to get views. They're going to come. And there's I've seen videos that have taken 3 months to get past 1,000, and I've also seen some that take a day to get past 20,000 or 100,000. I've seen in one day for a video that I was working on. So it really depends. One of the videos I did for a diet product, now I'm going on to the online marketing aspect of video marketing, I did one for a diet product, and what I titled it is I said, how to get acai berry for $1, and I labeled it as a tutorial. So I showed people how to go onto the website, how to order it, and I did step by step, and I created this relationship with the people viewing the video. I said, hey guys, I'm helping, here I'm going to show you how to get a discount. You know, I'm going to show you. This is how to save money on what you want to buy. You want this product anyways. Why don't you watch this friendly video of a random guy showing you how to save money on it? So what they would do is they would click on the link. I would include a link. And they'd click on it, and then they would kind of pretty much just follow the steps. And what I was doing was they were following steps, and every time they finished, I think it was like step four or step five, I got paid $30. I was getting paid $30 a sale. So I have all these people watching this video and just doing what I was doing, and I was making tons of money doing it. And that video actually shot up to 500,000 views in just over a year. And I created that video, I think, in 10 minutes. It was such a simple video. Just threw it up on YouTube. You never know what's going to happen. But the way to hope for the best is to keep it short and sweet, get your vision out there quickly, but you have to think of it in not just a promotional way. You know, here's this weight loss consulting. We've been in business for 58 years, and we can help you this and that. Make it quirky. Make it fun. You know, make it a little bit different. You know, you can have that promotional one. There's no problem with having two types of videos. You can have the promotional one, and then you can have the quirky fun one, or the one that is maybe an animation. You can hire someone on those websites that I told you about, Elance.com, all of those, to make an animation for you. You know, if you do auto repair, have maybe a little Muppet or a little puppet thing driving a car, and a tire falls off, and then they're scared. They don't know where to go. You know, 30 seconds to a minute. You have some fun music in the background, cool little things like that, so that people want to share this video. And that's the number one key to having a viral success, is to make it catchy, short, and sweet, and provide value to the person viewing your video.
Wow, Josh, that tip about the how-to, you know, and I mean, I love how-to articles are my favorite articles to write, but I never thought about it, taking it to the video side of it. And from an affiliate perspective, I mean, geez, I'm sure you're just linking them, you know, the link that they're clicking on is your affiliate link, you know, and so you're just walking them through to, you know, helping them, educating them on how to get a discount. I mean, that is a phenomenal tip. That one just blew me away. Because, I mean, I think of it from what I always tell clients and prospects that I'm working with is that you got to think how people use the Internet, and a lot of people use the Internet in a way to get information, to get questions answered or problems solved. Well, that type of video, a how-to video, I mean, geez, I can only imagine. I mean, I can understand why it got so many views, because that ties right into people's, you know, their tendencies when they're using search engines, or the actions that they're typically taking. You know, someone's looking for that specific product, and they could get it for a dollar. I mean, that's an offer that really you can't turn down. So, gosh, that is such an awesome tip. I appreciate you sharing that one.
No problem.
What about some tips that you touched on a little bit earlier about how, especially when you got started early on, that you were doing, you know, for online promotions, you were taking them offline. And can you go into some of your strategies for doing some offline promotions and what's been successful for you?
Sure. What kind of got me interested in offline marketing was I remember viewing an offer for, it was a free gas card. It was a $50 gas gift card. And I saw that and I said, oh, wow. And my mind just started going in circles. I was like, okay, what can I do with this? And I said, well, how about I just print out a picture of the gift card, and I put really big, bold letters, free $50 gas gift card, and I go around to these gas stations, and I ask if I can put this up there. And, you know, I got turned down a couple of times, but for every time I was turned down, I was able to do it at another gas station. So what I would do is I would take that, and I was getting paid, I think, $1.50 for every person that would put in. Just all I needed was someone to put in their email into the offer, and I was paid $1.50. So I said, okay, no problem. So I printed out, I think I printed out 50 of these, and I put them in nearby gas stations, as many as I could, and I put it where people were pumping. And I put a little tape right there, and I had it right there. So while they were pumping, they're reading this little flyer that I created, and they're pumping gas. They see their money disappearing. They see, you know, they're at $30, and they're pumping gas. And, they're griping about gas prices. And they see this thing here. It says free $50 gift card. And what people would do is they would just take the flyer off, and they would take it home, and they would enter in my domain name, my website. They would enter in their email, and boom, I got paid $1.50. So that was one of the easiest ways that I used to implement offline marketing, was to create, you know, just simple flyers to just get the word out there. You don't have to have anything fancy. You don't have to necessarily go door to door, none of that. The way I see it, the way I see offline marketing, is that the places that you go to promote, let's say your flyers, put your flyers out, those are your areas of interest. So if I did one for an anti-aging product, and I also did one for a diet product. With the diet product, I created a quick, easy flyer, and I took it to gyms around the area. And they have, you know, hundreds of cars parked outside. So what I would do is I would just go in and just set it under, set it on the windshield of every car there. And these people would come out, and, you know, they would see that. They're obviously interested in losing weight, and they're going to go home. And out of 100 people, 100 flyers that I put on the doors, even if I got one sale out of it, I would pay $30. So $30 an hour I'd be making. It only took me an hour, less than an hour, to distribute those 100 flyers on the cars. So that wasn't too bad. But what I also did, and this is a really cool method, and it's still really a really great method, is I contacted local pizza delivery companies and businesses, and I would come up and I would say, hey, can I set up a quick 5-minute meeting with the manager? And they would say, oh, yeah, sure. And some would say no. And I would bring a batch of these flyers to the pizza owner, and I would say, hey, I just have this new product that I've been experimenting with, and it's a local product or whatever, you know, depending on the product I was promoting. Or if you own a business offline, let's say the weight loss consulting, you say, hey, I have this business that I run. I'm just trying to get more customers, and I'd really appreciate it if I could just place these, if your pizza delivery guys would place this on top of the box when they deliver pizza. And he said, you know, of course, you know, what's in it for me? And what I found out was that these managers or these owners of the pizza delivery places, instead of saying, okay, you have to pay me, they said, you can pay my pizza delivery guys, you know, because they're the ones doing the work, they're the ones delivering the pizza. And I said, okay, sure. So I worked out a nice little price point where I said, okay, for every 100 flyers, I would pay $20. And I would pay that straight to the pizza delivery guy. So the pizza delivery guy would get paid you know, a nice little bonus, you know, a little tip. And what I was doing is I was promoting the diet offer. So what I was doing is I would put this flyer but the flyer would be on the pizza box. So the family would eat the pizza. Then, you know, before they throw away the box, they're all full here, and they just ate a 2,000-calorie meal. They see this little flyer there for, you know, a diet product. You know, and I would put something catchy on there, like, you know, you just, or I would put a fact of how much calories a pizza box has, or something like that. You know, some of the pizza places didn't allow that just because it was going against their business. But you could do different things, like a hamburger, you know, how much calories a hamburger has, and you appeal to their emotion. They just ate a pizza box, you know, and people naturally, after they eat, now they're like, crap, I shouldn't have ate that much, or, oh man, I should go work out. I should go work this off. Now they have something in their head. They're most likely at home, probably near a computer. They hop on the computer. Boom, I get paid $30 if they sign up. So if I just got one person out of the 100 flyers that were distributed to sign up, I made $10. So it was a really low investment. It's really creative, different things like that, to go outside of the regular realm of advertising, to do some creative stuff, and make a ton of money doing it.
Well, I imagine that kind of stuff. I mean, you're really your competition is pretty slim because, I mean, you're thinking so creative that there's no other offers on a pizza box. So it really makes your message stand out. So,
right.
Yeah, boy, great idea. What about, do you ever do stuff, you know, offline as far as, like, print advertising, maybe newspapers or you know, magazines, anything like that?
Yeah, definitely. I've done actually some billboard design with offline marketing. I've also done newspaper print ads. I was running an alternative energy company last year, and I experimented with tons of magazine ads, newspaper ads, and actually with the online marketing, one way to really what I did to generate some revenue is I would go up to the newspaper, and a lot of these newspapers now, they have, you can pay online and you can upload your ad and they'll include it in the next week's distribution. So I went and I forgot how much I paid. I think I paid $200. It was kind of hefty, but it was for, I think it was a free, was it a free, I think it was a free iPod offer, or it was a debt consolidation offer, and it was just a small little ad there, and I ended up bringing in about $800 of revenue. So I made $600 just putting up this little ad. And if you could imagine, if you make $600 with one newspaper, you put it on 10 different newspapers, and there you go. You have $6,000 you're making each cycle that these newspapers come out. And you can do it with all sorts of different offers. You can do it with your own business, and that's really a good way to do it. I would suggest starting off with local newspapers. You know, they don't charge too much. You know, you start off with $100. You know, it's okay, I'm going to put $100 in. I'm going to see what it brings me. And if it brings me something good, then I'm going to kind of scale it up. I'm going to maybe buy a bigger ad. I'm going to go on more newspapers or things like that. But it really does work for both avenues, for the online and the offline. If you own a business offline, if you're running affiliate offers online, any way you run it, and what's cool is that not many at all are promoting affiliate offers offline. So the competition, there's really no, I don't say no, there's virtually no competition offline when you're promoting affiliate offers. And if you're doing, let's say, weight loss consulting, if you have some catchy little ads, if you apply the same principle that you would to get a viral video up on YouTube, to get a viral ad up on there, you know, something quick, and Tom, you're a copy dude, so you know front and back how to write those. But what I did is I just drew up something that I didn't know any better. I just put up there, have more than $10,000 in debt, or I put have more than $5,000 in debt, get a free consolidation now by visiting, and I just had a little link there. And this newspaper got distributed to, I think, 10 or 20,000 people, and out of those 10 or 20,000 people, I made $600 profit. So it's definitely something to play with. The billboard advertising right now is something that I'm playing around with these big companies like Clear Channel to do affiliate marketing on these big billboards, because the return on investment as far as I've tested is really, really huge. So I'm kind of messing around with that. Magazines are fantastic. Newspapers are fantastic. These offline flyers are fantastic because not a lot of people are doing it. Not a lot of people are realizing the potential of kind of just going out there and doing some creative things offline to bring prospects to your online website and convert them into paying members. So it's definitely a growing market in terms of potential, because so many people are going just online now that all the people that used to market offline are saying, oh, well, I'm not doing that anymore. But what happens is, since there's no one really marketing offline, that creates this avenue for you to say, okay, I'm going to do some offline because no one else is doing it, and I'm going to do some creative stuff so that way people see this ad and they want to act to it. They want to react to it. And advertising offline, I have to admit that it creates a sense of security for the person reading it. Because usually online, a lot of people say, oh, this is a scam. This weight loss therapy, that's a scam, things like that. If they see it in the newspaper that they read once a week, you know, they're going to have that sense of security. They're going to say, oh, it's in the newspaper. It has to be real, or it has to be top-notch, or, you know, things like that. And hopefully you're providing top-notch service, but at least you're getting that backup from a big banner on a billboard or from the newspapers or from the magazines. So it's definitely something to play with, and it's actually not hard at all to get on the newspapers, magazines. I thought it was hard when I first heard about it, but I went online. I found the newspaper I wanted to be in. I made one call to make sure I was doing everything okay. I submitted my information, and I was on the next week. So it was really, really easy, and it's a great way to make some money in creative ways offline.
Nice. Nice. So when you're doing offline, are you still, like you do with your article marketing, are you still offline, still looking to build that list, you know, develop the relationship with prospects first? Especially when you're driving them to a website.
Well, when I do the offline, usually I want the direct action, I want the sale, I want the lead. But one of the ways to capture their information is to include a coupon code when you submit these ads. So your coupon code is Arizona25 or whatever it may be. And either they call your 1-800 number and they say, oh, yeah, I'm calling. I saw your ad in the newspaper with the discount code Arizona25. That's not only going to help you with your tracking. You're going to say, oh, wow, you know, 20 calls this week were from this magazine. We need to advertise more here. It's going to allow you to create this relationship. And the reason why I say that is one of the ways that I did, what I used for the, when I did the gas card, is I had a blank page before they got to my actual website. I had a blank page, and all I had was enter your coupon code, and it had a little box there, and then enter your email address to verify. And then they would just enter their email address, they enter their code, and then they would submit, and they were part of the list. And then I would ask them if they wanted to be a part of my list. Especially with, you have to be careful with the canned spam rules and things like that. You don't want to force people onto your list, but that's one of the ways to kind of just build it up. If they call your 1-800 number, you want to say, we're going to send you, or would you like to be a part of our club? We send different discounts each week, or do you have an email that we can send you the printable coupon to? And you know, that might be a way. And then you ask them, would you like to be a part of our club? We send discounts every week. Oh yeah, sure, I would like to. Okay, what's your email? Boom. You know, there's different ways to do it, but definitely, you always, always, always want to get as much as you can from each prospect. You know, even if it's just an email. Or if it's a sale, you want their email as well. You want their first name so you can address them. You want to build this list so that, you know, you want to look back in a year and say, wow, this year I built 5,000 members to my list. So every time I come out with a new product, I can send them an email and let them know I have this new product. I'll give them a discount of 25% off just because they're on my list. And now you have this group to leverage off. You have value now. You have this membership, whatever you want to call it. But definitely, if you're doing offline, if you're doing online, you want to build relationships with all your customers. Even if you're doing affiliate marketing, you still want to build some type of relationship with them because, you know, they're going to buy one offer from you. They're going to go to one website. You can send them another website, you know, next month if there's a new product coming out. All sorts of ways. So definitely, you always want to build that relationship.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, we're getting here. We're just a little bit past an hour, and I want to respect your time. And I have one more quick question I wanted to ask you. And we're going to go back online here. And specifically what I wanted to ask you about was the role of blogging in a marketing strategy. And right at the beginning, you mentioned that the first thing that you did when you got into internet marketing affiliate marketing was to set up a blog. From a business perspective, you know, what role do you see blogging, what role does that have in a marketing strategy? And I guess, you know, along those same lines, with the changes in the internet, do you see it blogging as becoming more essential now, or is it something that has run its course?
Well, there's different ways to look at it. 2 years ago, I forgot the exact number, it was hundreds of thousands of blogs created every week. And there continues to be hundreds of thousands of blogs created every week. But this is the thing. Having a blog is crucial in terms of building trust from your visitors, in creating content so that you rank higher in the search engines. It's all still there. There's no reason why you shouldn't be blogging right now. And if you run an offline business, my tip is to do this. So say you run that weight loss therapy that we've been talking about. Don't just talk about the weight loss therapy. A great way to do blogging is to take a topic. Okay, so take a weight loss, maybe as a whole, and do tips. You know, every day you do a different tip. You do 365. Maybe you can have a blog called 365 Tips to Weight Loss, or whatever you want to choose, and just every day you give a new tip. Because you don't want to directly sell on your blog in terms of what you post. You don't want every single one to be commercial. You want it to be valuable information. Because what happens is the visitors will find value in your blog. They'll sign up to your list so that they're part of your list. And they will continue reading. And you're going to build this relationship with them. And they're going to say, you know what, Tom Trush really knows his stuff about weight loss therapy. I want to get his next product, or I want to buy something from his store because, you know, he knows what he's talking about. And that's kind of really how you tackle blogging as a company that's running offline. If you're doing online marketing, it's pretty much the same thing. I'm not going to go out and say, okay, buy this colon cleansing offer. I'm going to create a blog about weight loss for people between 25 and 30, and that's going to be my blog. That's going to be it. And you can do different blogs. You can do different types of things. But to be honest, blogging is huge right now. I don't see it disappearing anytime soon, just because it's so valuable. It really is essential to online and offline success. And you're really building value to your product or service or affiliate offer. You're building this value, and you're making yourself an authority in any interest, topic of interest. You know, if you're in weight loss, you're becoming an authority, you know, posting all this value that you're giving up, but you're getting their email, so you're getting that. You're getting their trust. And then when you come out with a product, you know, you say, hey, check out my new product. They're going to say, heck yeah, I'm going to buy, instead of just randomly coming out of nowhere and saying, buy my product. You know, yeah, it'll get some sales. But think about it. If I'm reading this, let's say I'm reading Tom's blog for weight loss therapy or weight loss, and I'm reading it every day for 365 days, and at the end or in between, he has an interesting product that comes out, and I've been reading this guy's stuff every day, you know, I'm going to buy it. There's more of a chance that someone that has a relationship with the company or the blog owner is going to buy that product or buy that service than someone just coming randomly. So blogging is essential. You're going to see a lot of corporations, if you haven't already, that are opening blogs, that are opening Twitter accounts, Facebook accounts, YouTube accounts, that are having forums where you can ask questions. This realm of blogging is now a part of social media, and social media is blowing up right now, and it's gonna stay that way. Before you know it, everyone is gonna be, if not already, everyone's on Facebook, everyone's on Twitter, all communication is gonna be done that way. Now the number one place to look for, headhunters, they don't go looking around like they used to. They go to LinkedIn. You know, they go to Facebook, to groups. They go to these networking sites. You know, it's just, it's huge. You know, you don't post job ads in the newspaper anymore. You post them on Craigslist. You know, it's insane how this revolution is occurring before our eyes, but we need to realize it. We need to appreciate it, and we need to become a part of this system and not be left behind. And the way to do that is definitely in blogging.
Wow. So it sounds like everybody doesn't have a blog. Get out there and get your blog set up.
That's right. That's right.
Well, Josh, I really appreciate the time and all the tips that you provide. And what I especially liked is, I mean, so many of these ideas, they do take time, but from a financial perspective, I mean, these are very budget friendly. And so I really appreciate all that the tips that you provided. But before I let you go, I want to give you an opportunity to, you know, give out your contact information and let people know how they can get in touch with you with the, you know, additional questions or your blog as well. So feel free to give any contact information you want.
Well, you can. My blog is If By Click. That's ifbyclick.com. That's what I call the daily online marketing blog. That's where I post a lot of different methods, a lot of different ideas. I'm actually this week. I'm posting a detailed tutorial of how to get a blog set up and online, and tips to keeping a successful blog online. So that's kind of my blog. If you need to contact me for anything regarding if it's design, if it's you need help with something, whatever it is, my website is moreaboutjosh.com, and there's an email form on there that you can use to contact me, and there's also my phone number on there. So that's probably the best way to contact me. But yeah, definitely, I would love to hear from you guys, and if you have any questions, I'm always open and always ready to do a blog post on any question you have so that everyone can share the information.
All right. Well, thank you, Josh. And those websites, again, are ifbyclick.com and moreaboutjosh.com. So definitely go check out those sites. As you found out here, Josh provides a ton of valuable information, and you can get even more on those websites. So, again, Josh, thank you very much, and I really appreciate the time.
Thank you so much, Tom.
All right.
Hello, this is Tom Trush from RightWaySolutions.com with a final tip. If you'd like more free ideas for enhancing your marketing message and building your business, please visit www.RightWaySolutions.com/blog. That's www.RightWaySolutions.com/blog.